Independent Home Care, Esther speaking.
Excuse me, who am I speaking to?
Esther.
Esther. Ma'am, I need to speak to my care coordinator, and I'm not sure of her name.
Care coordinator with Nascentia?
Well, yes and no. Nascentia, specifically, the Home Care Services Agency. Nascentia Independent Care.
Yeah, so that's us.
Okay, I spoke to somebody earlier today. Do you have a record of who that might have been if you put in my phone number?
Yeah, you spoke with me, with Esther.
Oh, Esther.
Yeah.
Pretty fancy name. There's a whole book in the Bible named after you. Did you know that?
Yes.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
I didn't read it yet, but I'm going to one of these cases. And I spoke to you. Okay, Esther, I just opened a letter, and probably been in my mailbox for a day or two. It said it's writing to you to share an important operational update, strengthen day-to-day operations. They said Independent Care has engaged a partner organization, Ashton Care, to support care coordination and administrative functions.
Yep.
As part of this transition, your home care services will now be managed by a new care coordinator. Please be assured that there are no changes to your service, schedule, or home care aides as a result of this update. During this transition, if you have any questions, scheduling needs, or concerns, please contact coordination team at this number. Once all patients and families have been notified, your new care coordinator will reach out to you directly. Is that you, Esther, my new care coordinator?
Yep, that's me, yep.
Okay, to introduce themselves and review the next steps. Does that mean that they might have gotten a heads up about the coming changes and just kind of, like Ariana, my age. She hasn't been here for a few days. But then again, maybe she wasn't sure she'd be paid for a few days, so she's kind of cooling her heels at home, waiting to see what the next step is going to be.
Why do you think she would think she wouldn't be paid for a few days?
I don't know. I got to transfer over from one agency to another. Esther, I got a call from you at Passion Care at one point, didn't I?
No, that you originally called to say that, but no. We only informed you. I'm not even sure why they even like say the name Passion Care, because it's just going to confuse you guys, but it's just that there was a change in the back end. Nothing that concerns your services or changes anything on your end.
Well, I haven't seen my aide in like 4 or 5 scheduled dates. She hasn't come in. She hasn't called in.
So the last time you saw her was on a Friday, like 2 weeks ago?
I think it might have been on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. I haven't seen her since Wednesday of last week, a week ago, but I don't think that is the case. And you told me this morning you've been trying to reach out to her and you've been unable to reach her?
Right. I reached out to HR to see if they have an email address for her.
I'm sure you didn't hear what you said. You reached out.
I reached out to the HR department to see if maybe they have an email address so I can try and contact her like that.
Okay. Okay. Any luck so far?
No. I just sent an email before, so I'm going to wait a little more to hear from them.
Would you make the next call? Call me and let me know what's going on as soon as you have updated information.
Yes.
I spoke to you earlier today about a sub.
Yep.
Or a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
There can't be any replacement for Ariana. She's one of them. Never in my entire life have I met somebody, oh gosh, quite like her. Maybe I did when I was 21, but 20, whatever. But, yeah, she's a peach. I do want to know if I have been reassigned, if you're looking for a sub, and most especially if you've gotten in touch with her somehow or other.
Yeah, I'll let you know either way.
kind of ASAP? Kind of as soon as you know, you let me know?
Yes.
Okay. Can you continue to make efforts to locate Earth?
Most definitely.
Okay. Okay. I thought I'd offended her when she didn't show up for a few days. I thought I might have offended her. And I was like, oh, God, no, please, John, don't tell me you haven't offended this girl. I thought we were getting kind of close, you know. We talked nicely one to another. And like I said before, that's the darn aid I ever had.
I'm happy that you liked her, and I hope she gets back to us, and then you guys can continue again.
Okay, good. I gotta let you go on that note. I have another call coming in.
Okay. All right.